Is it just me or is it hot in here?
No, it's not just me. The roof is on fire!
Nelly?
That catchphrase was submitted by Rihanna LaRocque. Thank you, Riri.
Welcome to the Scary Plutonium Podcast. Today on my show, I have Daniel Lazara.
Welcome. Great pronunciation.
Thank you.
Thank you. I feel great.
Oh, we're so glad to have you here. Been trying to get you in for a while, but I'm bad at scheduling.
That's okay.
But it's
good. I'm a person who rolls on the fly. So.
So great. Cool. Perfect.
Because we got 30 minutes and then we're going to go get drinks.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Perfect. This is perfect. Okay, so I want to start by saying, I don't know, I don't really have anything to start with. Well, I'll just talk to the listener about you.
All right.
So, Dan here has been a person in my life for a few years, and we went to Italy together with friends.
How did I first meet you?
Oh, we were in public speaking class together.
Public speaking class, yeah.
Good times.
I don't know if you remember the... School's out, we can go right now, I don't know.
Yeah, just get out of here.
You don't remember the first day I met you?
Do you remember the first day you met me?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I sat in the front row of public speaking.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if you know what you look like from the front, if you're, you know, down mm-hmm. and you're on the podium, and you walk up there and you're just like, hey, everybody. I'm Carrie and I'm from Wisconsin. I was hooked. I was in love. I was looking for a blonde at the time.
And you found her. Perfect. What an embarrassing.
What are you talking about? That was
Carrie.
Awesome.
Carrie.
It was great. Because I'm pretty sure I walked up there and I was just like, what's up, guys? I'm Dan. I'm wearing a headband right now.
Oh, probably.
For no reason.
Oh, I love it so much. That class was so fun. And we learned the weirdest stuff about people.
Oh, yeah.
Which I loved.
Oh, yeah.
So I know really personal stuff about, 20 people.
Yeah. Those were some good people. That was, another life when I went to Northeastern. And then I left, and then I came back.
Yeah. I know that life.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. So...
Do you have another catchphrase?
No, just the one.
Damn.
Do you have a catchphrase?
No. This is a shout out to Max.
Hey, Max.
Max Garvin.
Could you just come on the show sometime?
Yeah,
Max?
Seriously. Jeez. Really? How did I get in here before him?
I don't know.
Right?
He's a better friend.
Big booming voice. He's 7 foot tall. Anyways, this is a shout out to Max. My catchphrase of the day is. This isn't a catchphrase, actually. This is just something I just thought of. Only in their dreams can men be truly free. 'Twas always thus, and always thus will be.
What is that?
It's Dead Poets Society. It's his favorite movie.
Oh, for Max?
Yeah.
Oh, Max, you're getting the full workup.
Yeah.
I thought that segment of the show was over.
He's never going to get the
and
show.
And Max, this one's for you, too. Max, I need you to answer this question for me. It's very important. For $500,000, would you do this? A human pancreas will be put on a table on a... It'll be put on a plate, not a table. A plate on a table in front of you. You must eat it. When it's gone, you get paid. $500,000. Would you do it, Max? Would you do it, Dan?
Wow. I want to say yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've got two more scenarios that build off of it.
Okay.
For $750,000, you do the same thing, except it's a 2-foot section of large intestine. And it's double, so 1.5 million, if it's uncleaned.
Ooh. I feel like people eat pancreas, right?
And then... Yeah, I don't think they eat human pancreas.
Oh, right.
That's the difference.
I must have just blanked out there. But no.
The pancreas you'd do?
But I'd do the pancreas.
Would you do the intestine? You get more money.
No, those look wormy and squirmy, don't they?
Okay, well, for $1 million.
Okay.
Would you eat a human foot that has the bones removed?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We talking about $1 million?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
$1 million.
Absolutely. I mean, you'd have to get past, like, the toenails and everything. That'd be a little
yeah,
weird.
But
those are just chips on the side.
Oh, my God.
These aren't cooked, are they? Can I cook them up?
Well, no, not for $1 million.
No, definitely not.
There's some good, weird questions in this. Oh, here's just one other question. I'm saving these for when Max comes on the show.
I was going to say, these are right off
of Carrie. I bought this book specifically for Max, because I want him to be uncomfortable. So, here's just one question I'll ask you. Look, I put little flags in the book of questions I'm going to ask him. For $100,000, a funeral is taking place. You don't know anyone at the funeral or anyone involved with it. As a family member is making their heartfelt, teary speech, you must run into the midst of the crowd and yell, "I'm glad he's dead! Ha 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 ha!" And then run away for $100,000.
Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no.
Respecting the dead, yeah.
No, I believe in karma. It's crazy.
Okay, good. Good. Nice. Good to know. Okay, so we should do what you brought.
Oh, yeah.
Dan brought a game. Yeah.
Oh, this is good. I was scaling through this on my way over here.
Okay.
Because this is funny. It has pictures involved. I'll show you afterward.
Okay.
This is a game of Would You
Rather? Would you rather?
Live in a world where massive afros were mandatory for members of Congress, or where it was legal, in fact encouraged, to crucify mimes.
Okay.
And the face says you must choose. So.
I mean, I think either way, it doesn't affect me that much. The mime scenario is funnier, in my opinion.
I would agree.
Let's crucify some mimes.
Crucify some mimes. Look at this guy. He's all pumped up about it, too.
Oh, my God. There's a picture of a mime on a cross.
And the one right next to it's great. Would you rather have a ketchup-dispensing navel or a pencil-sharpening nostril?
What?
Both of them sound pretty good.
I think both sound terrifying. I guess I don't really use pencils that much, so maybe the ketchup dispenser.
Yeah?
I don't use ketchup that much either.
That's kind of weird.
They're both pretty gross.
That would get pretty sloppy, don't you think?
Yeah, I'll take the pencil sharpener.
Go for the pencil sharpener. That means you got like an electric nose.
Yeah. Cool. I have some horrible would you rathers in here.
Please do.
Okay, I've got just a few. This is a would you rather. You have to pick one of these three scenarios.
Okay.
Would you rather get your foot run over by an 18-wheeler, shattering every bone in it, get your hand caught in a meat grinder, or put your mouth on the red-hot exhaust pipe of a car for 30 seconds?
I mean, the first one, right?
I think the first
Seriously?
One.
Seriously? I don't even think it's close.
Because your bones will be fine. Bitches be crazy. So now my next question is, this is a gross one. I asked this to Chelsea earlier today, and it was disgusting.
I can't wait.
Would you rather have a roach crawl into your ear while you're sleeping, which attempts to burrow its way to your brain but is dead when you wake up and has caused no real damage? Or have a mouse crawl into your anus while you're asleep, which you discover only during your next visit to the bathroom? Or allow a small band of red ants to climb into your nostril and feast on your mucus while you sleep, only to awake you by the itching sensation caused by their chowing? I should have taken a picture and posted it.
And yes.
And this is Dan's horrified face. Oh. You guys can check it out on the blog.
I'd go with the ants. That's the last one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like ants are borderline non-insects.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, just so you know, there's percentages of what people would pick.
Really?
And so only 31% of people chose the red ants.
Really?
56% of people chose the roach in the ear.
Oh, that I was going to say, hell no, never. That was one of like my nightmares. I watched Discovery Channel, dude. Don't watch it when you're younger. Because I watched it and they told a story about some guy. And earwig went in his ear and planted like 75,000 seeds.
Okay.
It's weird.
Oh, God, I can't believe I'm using these on you. I should be saving them for Max, but this one's good. Okay, so in this scenario, you have to sign your real name and your address in whatever you're about to write. So your real name and address goes either towards, you write a threatening letter to Bill Clinton, thereby placing yourself on the FBI watch list, or you write an erotically charged love letter to the most repulsive woman you work with, or you write to your parents confessing the truth about the most offensive sexual act you've ever engaged in.
What was the adjective for the coworker?
Repulsive?
Repulsive, yeah. I'll go with Rapunzel. Repulsive?
Repulsive?
Repulsive Rapunzel, yes.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
The one that you would
I got one in mind,
trouble.
In fact. But I would definitely do that. That would be full of yuckles.
You think so? But yeah. They would... What if they thought it was real and then they tried to...
Come after me? I'd catfish her. I don't know. I'd film it.
Okay.
Is this how your conversation goes with Max? You try to make him uncomfortable?
Yeah, but there's some gross ones in this book. So...
Wait, I know how you answer this one. I just want to ask it.
Okay.
Carrie.
Danielle.
Would you rather live in a world where marijuana was legal... or where referring to yourself in the third person was illegal?
Referring to yourself in the third person is illegal.
Why?
Get rid of that fucking shit. Are you kidding me? I hate when people speak in the third person.
Wait, do we know people that do that?
Carrie does.
Carrie does?
I hate it. It's... I don't know what it is if it's...
Oh,
it seems very like... self-absorbed. Well, you're talking about yourself
because you're talking to yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Jimmy likes it.
Don't touch Jimmy.
It's... Ugh.
Yeah.
Hate that. Okay, so...
But do you, like, talk to yourself ever?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. What do you call yourself when you talk to yourself?
Oh, I guess I do go, damn it, Pluto. But...
Pluto? Damn it, yeah. Pluto. Can you take a guess what I call myself?
Oh, for God's sakes, Pluto. Or like, I always just go, get it together, Pluto.
I go, it's going to be okay, little Danny boy. It's going to be okay.
Is that what you say?
And that's all I say to myself. It's going to be okay.
Mine's usually get it together,
get
Pluto.
It together.
And sometimes I say that, what's that?
You're mean. You're mean to yourself.
Well, it's a way to... get it together. And sometimes I say that when I'm at home, I'll go, get it together, Pluto, and realize I'm in a room full of Plutas.
Plutas.
Oh. And it doesn't really work. And I go, none of you, but me. I'm talking to me.
Oh, wait, superpowers.
Oh, ask me.
And then cruel and unusual punishment. We'll get to those. Definitely. All right, I'm going to alter this one, and I don't know what you're going to say, but I'm excited. Would you rather have a magic mirror that possesses Woody Allen's personality / sense of humor, or a coffee table that possesses the personality of Ryan Gosling?
Oh, the coffee table, are you kidding
me? The coffee table? I love Woody Allen.
I love Ryan Gosling.
But wait, the magic mirror will tell you awesome jokes every morning. And the coffee table will have a personality of Ryan Gosling. He won't say too much, but... It'll look good.
Still look good. That's a good looking coffee table.
It's a good looking coffee table, seriously.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot out there like that.
No. No. Alright. Let's get into this.
Wait.
So, one day this semester, or last semester, I don't even know. It was this semester, because you danced a hole in your pants. Okay, this one time this semester, we went out to... a gypsy bar, which
Ooh,
is this
yeah. swingers palace.
It's a swingers palace.
Yeah.
And we were dancing a lot. Dancing the night away, if you will. And so much so that Dan ripped a hole in his pants fully, like his
whole pair of pants. It was so funny. It was so funny. And we were walking home, and this guy just started following us and followed us into Carol's place, a stranger. And his name was Langston, as far as I recall. That's his name. I do know what his name was. It was Harlan.
Harlan.
But I choose to believe that it was Langston.
I choose to believe Langston.
And he just followed us in and was trying to hang out with us. We're like, you are a stranger. Get out of here. And then I started walking home, and he followed me. And I was like, fucking forget it, man. Get away. I was mean to him the whole time he was around us because he was a psycho stranger. I hate strangers. Everyone listening to this podcast knows that. Oh, God. They're the worst. And he gets to where, I guess he was going to his home, but he was following me for a while. And he's like, okay, good night, Carrie. It was really great to meet you. And I'm like, ugh, whatever. I wasn't even feigning politeness. I was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And he he said, so how would I get in touch with you? And I go, what? And he's like, so if I, you know, like if I wanted to get in touch with you, and I go, what are you doing? Asking for my phone number? And he goes, yeah. And I go, no.
No.
And he's like, why? Come on. And I go, no way. And walked away as fast as I could, which was so slow because I was wearing high heels and it was snowing.
And it was in the snow.
And I'm just like slowly shuffling away while he yells after me. It was awful. We have some good times.
That's what dreams are made of. That's what that night was.
Yeah, it was that Lizzie McGuire song. Hey now, this is what dreams are made of.
Wait, did I miss out on that as a child? Which one is that?
The Lizzie McGuire movie.
Oh, yeah, I skipped out on that because I had already seen Spice World, so that was enough.
That's a good one.
That was enough.
Rihanna and I were just talking about the Lizzie McGuire movie like 2 days ago, and yeah. We were saying we need to watch it this weekend. It's a good one.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I watched a little Lizzie McGuire back in the day.
Did you?
Yeah, I had an
The movie takes place in Rome.
Oh, yeah.
So
I had an odd attraction to Hilary Duff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That is a little odd.
She's not that good looking. No.
She's just a...
She had a lot of hot friends in that in that show, though. Definitely.
Yeah, those 14-year-olds were smoking.
Dude, I was like 11, right? <I know. laughs> It was like Hilary Duff's arch nemesis on the show and Britney Spears.
Britney Spears was on the show?
No, I'm just talking about my...
Oh, those
my
little crushes.
11-year-old boy crushes.
Oh, okay, yeah. My 11-year-old boy crushes were... Justin Timberlake. I don't know.
Nice.
Probably, like, cool. Leonardo DiCaprio. Since I've had a crush on him since 97.
That's okay.
So that's my 6-year-old crush. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Lizzie McGuire.
Why were you talking about Lizzie McGuire?
You said this is what dreams are made of.
Why were you and Rihanna talking about Lizzie McGuire?
We're going to London, and we were going, it's all happening! We were G-chatting. and then I said, this is what dreams are made of, and sent her the YouTube clip of it. And then we were like, we should watch this again.
Wait, does that song like play when she's riding around on a moped with some cute guy?
No, she sings it.
Whoa! Wow. So now I have to see this movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She becomes like, she's mistaken for an Italian pop star and has to like fill in.
And accidentally falls in with a beautiful Italian man.
Yeah. I think he ends up being kind of a douchebag, though. Oh, she ends up kissing Gordo at the end.
That's okay. I had the same experience when I went to Italy.
You became
the original guy
pop star
that I fell in love with was a douchebag. So I made out with Eduardo. Who was it?
Gordo! He was in the show!
Oh, God. That guy. I hated him.
I knew Gordo?
I could be better than him.
Oh, okay. A jealousy thing.
Yeah.
You were right for Lizzie.
You
he that. Wasn't.
Yeah, definitely. What was her best friend's name? Miranda?
Yeah, it was. I wouldn't have even been able to come up with that. Good job.
Really?
Yeah. I've been like, I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
But that's what it was.
Seriously.
All right. Let's think. Do we have anything else to finish this show strong? I don't know, guys.
Name top five.
Top five what?
I don't know.
It could be anything.
It could be anything.
Give me your top five.
My top five starts off with... No, we'll start at five.
Okay.
Number five is green pepper Tabasco sauce. Definitely.
Riri loves that.
Really?
Yeah.
Right? That stuff... Oh, God, I saw the worst video of some guy who's out in Ohio State, and he's like, I was hanging out with my bros, and some guy's chugging that. And then he drinks a full Smirnoff Ice. And I'm just like, I'm so happy I don't go to Ohio State.
I'm so happy I don't go to the Ohio State University.
The Ohio State.
So what's number four?
Number four, you have to go.
Oh, but what's the list? Just top five things we like?
I don't know what the list is.
Just top five anything?
Top five anything. What's the number five thing in your life right now?
In my life now or ever?
Who's your bottom bitch right now?
What's that mean?
I don't know.
Okay, number five for me is, I don't know, this could be number like three. I might be divulging this one too soon.
That's okay.
Rainbow sprinkles.
Rainbow sprinkles?
They're so cute. Oh. I just think they are so cute.
They're not good, they're just cute.
Well, I like them too.
Yeah.
But I think because they're so cute.
Did you have ice cream recently?
No,
did you have froyo today?
No, I did not.
Free froyo?
I haven't had rainbow sprinkles in who even knows how long. But they're just so gosh darn it.
How do you feel about Jimmy's?
That's racist.
Is that racist? Is that racist?
I meant to tell Carol.
It's not at all racist.
It's incredibly racist. Here's something Carol did the other day. She was eating rainbow sprinkles and she called them Jimmy's. And I go, you can't do that. That's racist. And she goes, yeah, well, these aren't even the Jimmy's anyway. The brown ones are. And I go, that's racist.
I was just
going to
tell you that. Rainbow sprinkles are rainbow sprinkles.
Yeah. And the brown sprinkles are also sprinkles. You racist.
No, they're black sprinkles.
Okay. But they're not Jimmy's. You Massachusetts kids.
Dude.
And your racism.
You should have seen it. I worked at an ice cream parlor. Sweet and Crafty.
You were going to say that in quite a Boston accent there.
Ice cream parlor. Sweet and Crafty. Dude. No, see, it was awesome. I was king of that castle, man.
I bet.
Just whipping out black jimmies.
What's it called? Sweet and Tasty?
Sweet and Tasty. Sweet and Crafty.
Sweet and Crafty.
Welcome to Sweet and Crafty. You want some chocolate jimmies on your coffee ice cream? Because I do. That's my
awesome.
Favorite ice cream. Coffee with jimmies.
Yeah.
Chocolate
sprinkles.
With those chocos. Those choco jimmies.
Okay, no. So number four.
Number four.
Yeah.
Number four. Wow.
I gotta start thinking.
Nurses.
Mm. Nurses?
Nurses.
What's the appeal there?
They
take care of you?
Yeah. It's an old tale.
that
you only learn from your uncles.
Oh, that sounds creepy.
I know. That's why I love meeting nurses. Because I'm just like, oh, Uncle Charlie would love you.
Oh, no.
No, but it's weird, right? But it's awesome when you're sitting around a bunch of nurses.
A bunch of uncles.
Yeah, they're all talking about their nurses in their lives. How the nurses got away.
Oh, wow.
So right now I got green pepper, green Tabasco sauce.
And nurses.
And then nurses.
Okay, so I have rainbow sprinkles.
So you got rainbow sprinkles because they're cute.
They're
cute.
They're so cute. Do you disagree?
I mean, I like it. I like it chocolate, so.
Oh, so you do disagree.
Yeah, I
did. Okay. Well, that was
yes,
easy.
Yes, actually, I'm
having a hard time knowing what to do with such a vague category of anything.
Okay, but we did food, now we did...
professions?
professions of the opposite sex.
Oh, maybe just, not homeless. My favorite profession in a man is employed.
Is employed.
Yeah, I don't think I have one.
President?
No.
No?
God, no.
No, that would be the worst.
Yeah, really? That's a hard job. They don't have time for you. Yeah, you think that... I would never be the president. Forget it. Number three?
Number three is your favorite drink.
Oh, a mojito.
A mojito?
But
what about Goon? Where does Goon rank?
Like number 87.
80?
Goon is so bad.
But the other day, I went to Cactus Club.
I am plugging Cactus Club. Boo. Give me free stuff. Oh, Dan can't go there.
Well, I just can't go there.
I had a mojito margarita, which are my two favorite drinks combined. It was so good.
Yeah,
and you'll never know the sweet, sweet... You've had it before.
I've had it before. I've had my time. I can't go back there.
Okay, so what's yours? Number three, your drink.
Oh, wow. Wasn't prepared for this one.
You picked the category.
I know, because I wanted to hear you talk about how nasty Goon was, but...
Oh, it's nasty. You get a hangover while you're drinking it.
That's what I feel like when I drink wine. Wherever, whenever.
So wine is not your number three.
No, wine's not my number three.
Whiskey.
Whiskey's damn good. I'm going to go with Ron Roberto, though, because Ronnie's my boy.
Don't know what that is.
It's really cheap, terrible rum.
Okay.
And you instantly feel like a pirate when you drink it.
So. Hey!
And you're hanging out with Ronnie, so...
Perfect.
So you could say that.
I'm hanging out with Ronnie, whatever. So what's our number two?
Our number two thing on the top five of Dan and Gary.
Our number two category. What is your favorite place in the world?
My favorite place in the world.
It can be something simple like your home, or it can be something elaborate like Berea Trelusa.
Damn it.
Is that it?
It's definitely it. It's definitely it.
That's your
honestly, if I could be anywhere right now, I'd be at Berea Trelusa. Absolutely.
That's great. I would be here with you right now, so fuck you.
Really?
No.
Not at all.
No, I wouldn't.
I would... Think of 17 things off the top of my head you'd rather do.
Oh my god, I thought you were going to say that you'd rather be doing it, and I was like,
no.
Dick.
No. I'd be at Berea Trelusa. Where would you be?
I would be in either the Whitsunday Islands in Australia, which is... Shout out Carol. Shout out Chelsea. We went scuba diving in the Great Barrier Reef there, and Carol and I took those pictures on the beach in white dresses, and it looks like it was our wedding.
Yeah.
And that was the most amazing place I've ever been. Or in Sydney, there's this like tower bar, this 360 bar, and we went up and had these fancy cocktails and just like, it was magical.
Yeah.
I'd be in one of those places.
Yeah, fuck you, Care.
Or at Berea Trelusa with you.
Yeah!
As a third option.
Nice. Take that.
Okay, so the last thing that we're going to do... Oh, well, we have to pick our number
one. It's our number one.
So it's not blessing. Our number one.
Our number one.
Just your number one anything.
Wow.
Oh, God, I never said cupcakes in any of mine.
Yeah, your cupcakes.
And I'm having regrets for not saying that.
You can... Do you cupcakes already have another number
I have number a number one that's
you have a number
so
one.
Supersedes cupcakes.
Oh, wow.
It's just my favorite thing. That's all.
Do I have to guess that at some point?
You probably could guess it pretty easily.
All right. I'm not going to embarrass myself, though. My number one is... Dude, I'm just going to be... No, it's not going to be him. It's going to be 500 Days of Summer. That's what my number
JGL?
One is. What?
Was JGL going to be your number
no,
one?
No, I was going to say John Mayer. But
oh,
he would,
God.
He might have
you'd
hit
be
me.
Off the show.
He might have hit me.
500 Days of Summer. That's a good
one.
500
Days of Summer. We'll stick to the classics.
Okay,
that's
okay.
My number one.
That's your number one. See, my number one is much more broad than that in that it is TV. Television is my number
Television.
One.
Television.
Oh, I love it. What
Television.
An invention, right?
Wow.
I love TV.
Have you seen House of Cards?
Oh, yeah.
And scene.
And that's all we have today, so we're just going to do some plugs. I've seen House of Cards, so we're ready to move on. Okay, Dan, do you have anything to plug?
For who? For you?
For you.
For me? Sure, dude. Check me out on Twitter. Mm-hmm. GBC Disciple.
No one knows what it means.
Nobody knows what it means. Nobody cares.
I care. I tweeted him every day. What does your handle mean? What does your handle mean? I get no response.
And I respond, Pluto, get your shit together.
It's like he's my inner monologue.
And that's all people do.
Just follow you on Twitter?
On the
anything
on
going on in your life you want people to know about?
Whoever's going to be living at 132 Willow Street next year, you better be a cute family.
Yeah, they're definitely listening to this podcast.
Yeah,
so.
Good,
you got that plug in.
Yeah. That's what's on my mind. Okay. And hey, Carrie, don't go to San Diego. Fucking hell. Oh, we're going to end it with tears now.
There's going to be tears in the studio.
Tears.
So
go out there. They were recently, like, up in the top 10 in, like, cities to live in.
Yeah.
So go pave the way.
They were recently up there because they heard I'm not on my way. Boom! They heard I'm coming, so they made it to the top 10.
Because Pluto's on her way, and you're gonna trailblaze that shit for me, please.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you're gonna come and join me, and we're all gonna live in San Diego.
Except for Shane.
Yeah, Shane'll never go. But Shane, we love you anyway. We can't wait for you to visit us.
Yeah.
So my plugs are just follow me on Twitter at It's New It's Great. For insightful tweets, such as
future love of your life, is that still on there?
That
was one of my favorite things.
Yeah, that's my bio.
Top 10 things.
It says raconteur girl genius love of your life. You don't know? Could be. Just follow me on Twitter. I was gonna read out some of my funny tweets.
I was gonna say, what are you looking for?
I was gonna go follow me on Twitter for gems like this, and then I was like, oh, I'm weird. You guys can just find out yourselves by logging on. Yeah, so follow me on Twitter, and thanks for listening as always. I'm sorry it took so long to put another episode out. So if you could all just get off my goddamn back, it's out now. Okay?
Okay.
Kidding. I really love you all, and thank you for being so encouraging about this podcast. You're all the best. You're lovely people.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
Thanks for coming, Dan. This was great.
This was special.
Let's go get some beers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay, bye.